This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Gary Larrabee. And Gary, you've done a blog on Danvers boys basketball for the last several years. They're lifting up honoring the state championship and undefeated team from a year ago on Tuesday night when they host Winthrop. But I guess tell me, put some of this in perspective for us with this Danvers boys team under Coach John Walsh.
It's amazing, Bill, because, Danvers had never won two tournament games in 1 year until John came on board as an unknown former varsity assistant for his cousin at Watertown High. His second game in, he has a little bit of a disagreement with a player's parent on the floor. He's suspended for two games, and I've been around Danvers High basketball in one form or another for 60 years and 55 years, and I had to, what is going on with this new guy that they've brought on? Is John Sullivan, the AD, know what he's doing? Of course, lo and behold, at the end of the year, they win two tournament games for the first time. Then they win back-to-back state championships, which was absolutely unheard of, Bill. It's like seeing somebody walk on water. Only one person I know has ever walked on water before. And it's just been extraordinary from a sports North Shore sports perspective. I've been around this stuff all these years and very blessed to do so. But to see what John and his kids have done these last 5 years, now going on six, and it's Tuesday night we get to unveil their third state championship banner in 4 years, this at the Division II level, after they had won two Division IIIs back-to-back. They go 20-3 in their off year and lose the Division II North final. They come back and win the Division II last year, going 27-0. I'm not sure if any team has gone 27-0 around here, Bill, except for Tim Shea's 1980 Salem High State Champion girls, led by Marie Grant. Yeah. So we're going back a lot of years. But this is Danvers High boys basketball, always respectable. League Northeastern Conference championships in my era in 64, 70, and 75. And then we have to wait almost 40 years, 35 years, and John Walsh comes on, and look what he's done. And this will be extraordinary to have this unveiling Tuesday night, because Danvers has become only the third school, Bill, in Massachusetts high school boys basketball history to win three state championships in a four-year span.
I think my first broadcast ever at WESX was a Danvers boys basketball game. John McGrath, right, head coach, and Dick Lynch was the AD that night, and that goes back a long, long time. But Gary, how about a couple of notes on these players that were on that state championship team, or some of the players that have passed through here? It's it seems to me these players, just when they got together, the chemistry just really worked, because on their own they were all good. Some of them were all very good players, but together that was quite a unit.
Chemistry is so important, and of course there was a bit of a wonderful alignment of the stars. I mean, you get the right guy in here as the coach, a young guy, only in his early 30s, and John Walsh, and some good athletes who play other sports, but they all love basketball. Nick Bates had transferred back from St. John's Prep. I'm sorry, Nick McKenna had transferred back from St. John's Prep. And they had just some terrific players. No superstars until, lo and behold, another star comes aligned, and Devin Harris transfers up from Hingham, becomes a two-time Boston Globe All-Scholastic, and leads them to two phenomenal seasons, his last two seasons. Won the 20-3 record. Two last year was the 27-0 season. Obviously the best player they've had, but of course they also had Peter Mary and his brother George before him, who was also a Globe All-Scholastic when they won their first state championship back in 2011. And it's been an amazing amalgamation of players, the right coach, and they've all drank the Kool-Aid, if you will, about playing phenomenal, tight pressure defense, which has been the hallmark of these teams, number one. Scoring has become number two. And, of course, this year they have their leading player is a junior named Devin Allen, who's also an outstanding baseball player. And Devin has some, I think, some ambitions to play college basketball. But it's all come together, and it's continuing at least for one more year. This year's team is 5-2. They lost a one-point game, a heartbreaker, on a putback at the buzzer to Modern Catholic last week. They lost a two-pointer at Lynn English, squandering an 11 point fourth quarter lead. So this team could very easily be 7-0. But tonight they get a big test. We're talking on Friday, and a big test tonight at Salem, undefeated Salem. And we'll see if the magic is still there or not, if they can knock off undefeated Salem and continue their reign atop the Northeastern Conference. They've won four straight Northeastern Conference mythical, Bill, if you will, overall championships. They hadn't won one since 75 because they had the best record in the conference these last 4 years, and they're looking to do it again this year.
Gary, last question maybe from me on this is, historically now, you look at all the sports in Danvers over all the levels, you've got it all right up top here, right? Right in the memory. Where does this basketball program right now, the last few years, fit in with some of the great athletic kind of achievements for Danvers sports?
Well, it's been an amazing, last 15, 20 years. We've had an incredible run with Roger Day and the DMS High baseball team. We've had wonderful, wonderful years with Kevin Flynn winning a state championship in hockey. The hockey program's been strong a lot of years. John Sullivan got Danvers their first two Northeastern Conference football championships ever. They just had one of their best years ever, 8-4, winning the section with this new aligned football tournament they have. And, of course, we could go on the field house and see all the new banners and see all the conference championships and field hockey and track and everything. However, at the major sport level, we've never seen anything with what the DMS High boys basketball team has done these last 4 years. And they're looking to maybe surprise a few people and do it again this year. So it's just a very exciting time. And for all the great programs, all the great state championship teams we've had around the North Shore in basketball, particularly with the Brunson and Penn state championship teams at Salem, those programs never won three state championships in 4 years. Only Springfield Commerce, Charlestown, and Avon have done it. And we're talking over the last 55, 60 years.
Yeah. Gary, tell us your blog. It's GaryLarrabee.com, right? GaryLarrabee.com?
Correct, Bill. And it's just been a chance to, since I left the Salem News back in 95, it's been a joy to have a chance to jump on this bandwagon and write about basketball. I guess it's always been my number one love, 1A, 1A love with golf. Yeah. But to have a chance to just get involved with this team and this program and this coach has been so much fun. Hey, we all love to be riding on the bandwagon, and we've all been on the Patriots bandwagon the last 15 years, and it's been so much fun to be a part of it. Great kids, a wonderful coach, wonderful coaching staff, and we hope it can keep going for a little while longer.
All right, Gary, good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure, Bill.
Gary Larrabee, GaryLarrabee.com, here on MSONewsSports.com.